Good morning. This is Mardell Gunn with The Garden Conversation. And we're going to have kind of a fun garden conversation this morning because it's going to be conversing with a lot of people, but in succession. We're at the Victory Garden out at Mosquito Lake Community Center. And there have been a few people who have been faithfully here just about every Saturday. And one of them is Deb Stanford. And hi, Deb.
Good morning, Mardell. How are you?
I'm good.
What a beautiful day.
Oh, I know. Aren't we lucky?
We are.
We were here sometimes on not such beautiful days.
It's true. We've had a bit of rain this summer. So, yes, this is a nice end to it all.
It is. And yes. We still, you know, a lot of us, not every week, but a lot of us were here every week. So, just can you say in a few words what's the take home for you about this Victory Garden?
Well, Mardell, I'm sure you know I have my own garden.
You do. You
so
don't need
it's
the produce.
Not a matter of coming to do, you know, more produce for me. I have been enjoying the camaraderie that mm-hmm. we've all had here, seeing the other gardeners, learning their little tricks, mm-hmm. Hearing all the comments going back and forth about what's working, what's not, and why. Mm-hmm. You know, even as 35, 40 years into gardening myself,
it's always
more to learn. Learning.
It's always.
That's right.
And it was really fun. You know, there were a bunch of times I said, Deb, what about this? How's your garden doing with this? And it was really fun to do that.
It's a great way to learn new things, even as an old gardener.
Yeah. Cool. Great.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for your work here this summer.
You're welcome.
A lot of people have asked me, so what happens to the food from the Victory Garden? And I have said, well, I know that a bunch of it has gone into town. And Rachel is the person who has been instrumental in making that happen. So this is Rachel Spaulding, who, are you doing that under the guise of your work, or are you doing it, you're a nutritionist?
I'm a dietitian, mm-hmm. yes, and
At Search.
Yes, at Search. Mm-hmm. And I also have a food background, so mm-hmm. I have a degree in culinary arts, mm-hmm. and then I also am a registered dietitian. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I had come out here and volunteered at the garden, and Erica gave me these huge bags of greens.
And said, here, take these.
Yeah, and she said, you know, take them into Search or take them, do whatever you want with mm-hmm. them. And so I just started thinking, there are a lot of elders in the community, and there are a lot of people that can't afford fresh produce. So I took the bags home, redistributed them in smaller bags, and then walked around town and started knocking on people's doors and started handing out fresh produce.
Huh. What was the response?
It was such a positive response. Mm. And the people I initially delivered to were people that I had known, who mm-hmm. I had met previously. And I have one lady every week. She's just in tears when I show up.
Oh,
and
nice.
And I have brought out three teenagers
I know,
as well.
It's just been such a joy to have teenagers. And they help you distribute in town, I
yes.
understand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. We all ride out here together. We work in the garden. We do some garden maintenance. We do some harvesting. We mm-hmm. bag up fresh produce, and then we head back into town, and we've been delivering at the Senior Village. We've been delivering to some people out at Dusty Trails. Mm-hmm. Some other elders that we know mm-hmm. could use mm-hmm. the produce, and it just kind of went from there.
Sweet. Well, it's a great way to get this lovely food that comes from our lovely garden into the hands of people who's going to use it. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think everything happens for a reason. So when I moved here in December, you mm-hmm. and I rode on the ferry together
mm-hmm.
and we met mm-hmm. and then you invited me over to Snowshoe mm-hmm. and invited Erica and some other ladies out for dinner. And that's how I...
And that was the connection.
That was the connection.
Yeah. So
that was the connection.
Yeah, well, it's really fun and nice to see somebody in your position that is stepping outside of the traditional role of being a dietitian, of just, you know, meeting with somebody and saying, this is what you should eat.
Right.
And you are actually instrumental in helping people do it in a real way of mm-hmm. providing food and making that into the community. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. What I foresee for next year, and this is kind of my specialty, I want to create recipes. So a lot of people don't know what to do with kale, or
exactly.
they don't know
what to do with this chard.
Mm-hmm. And I also volunteer out at the Klukwan Garden, mm-hmm. and so every week we figure out what we're going to harvest. I create a recipe. I demonstrate it, and mm-hmm. people can come out and try it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they take bags of produce as well. And mm-hmm. I foresee us doing something like this out here.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know what to do with it,
it
how
doesn't
do you
do
eat
you much
it?
Good.
Right.
That's right. And I find that once people taste it, you know, it can be scary to eat this green thing that they have no idea what it is. But once they taste it mixed in something that they like, then they're sold in mm-hmm. that, oh, I can eat vegetables.
Right.
So, yeah. Cool. Well, I look forward to that because I think that that's the vision of the Victory Garden is doing the educational piece of it as well as the actual growing. So there's educating of how to grow, but then what to do with the
right,
food.
Exactly.
So thank you. Thank you so much for
You're
your participation.
Welcome.
One of the folks that was out here several times this summer, how many times did you guys come out? Probably.
I think this is our fifth time.
Fifth time. So I'm talking to Lydia Andreessen. And one of those groups of the National Honor Society kids
yep.
that came out. And it's just been so fun to have you. So tell me your perspective. What was the highlight? What brought you out here five Saturdays?
Well, Rachel Spalding, the community dietitian, had invited me and a couple friends out, and we came out for our first time. We just loved it because we met all of these new great people who were so knowledgeable in gardening, and we have our own home gardens, but there's a different set of knowledge for mm-hmm. like the cabbage and Brussels sprouts and potatoes that are all out here. Like, I didn't know you're supposed to mound potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
like, if I'd done that at home, we would have gotten three times the amount of potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So
you actually learned something in this garden that you can take back into another garden at home? Or
definitely.
Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And you also then were part of the distribution, right? Of distributing food to people?
Yeah, so mm-hmm. we brought it after working a couple hours out here, we'd drive back into town with like 15 or 20 bags of produce, and we just knocked on the doors in the senior village and the dusty trails apartments and just handed out free fresh produce.
Mm, fun, yeah. And what were some of the reactions to that?
They were always just really surprised and like, oh, where is it from? And we told them it's the Mosquito Lake Community Garden, and they were all so gracious. And mm-hmm. it was very gratifying to mm-hmm. bring fresh produce just from 20 miles away, not mm-hmm. sitting on a barge for 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. It's really fresh.
Yeah.
Fun. Great. Well, thanks for your time out here. It's been really fun. One of the highlights of the garden for me this summer was the first time that you guys all came out. And I went home and I said to my husband, I said, that's what community gardening is supposed to be like. We had these great conversations with multi-generational, and I learned a whole lot from you guys about school and what we were talking a lot about COVID. And it was really interesting for me to hear a young person's perspective. And I just love that about the gardening is that it was multi-generational as well as town, out the road, all of
yeah.
that. So thanks.
Thank you.
So I would say that the main organizer of the Victory Garden this year has been Erica. You have put a ton of work into this. This is Erica Merklin I'm talking to.
Hi, Mardell.
So I'm sure you could talk about this for hours with the amount of time and energy you've put into thinking about it and making it happen. Can you give me just a few minutes of what have you learned? What's been some of the joys?
Well, for me, the joy has been looking forward to getting together with my friends and neighbors every weekend mm-hmm. and having a project that we're working on together. And being able to just watch things grow. And so that's really been what's brought me the most joy from mm-hmm. this garden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anything you'd do different? I mean, I assume we are on for next year. We're going to try to make it happen again. And What are you going to do different besides put up a peach trellis?
Well, luckily, through some fundraising efforts this year, we have some money, a little bit of money that we're going to put towards actually buying what we can install for the long haul for the peach trellis. And, you know, last year we just utilized things that were donated to us. The big thing that stands out for me for next year, as far as learning from the soil type here at the community center, is that I notice it's very clay and compacted. And so what we found, or what I found with the potatoes, is I think we did a really great job of mounding it up. But I think the potatoes were compacted and didn't get as big as they could have. So what I would like to experiment with next year is alternating moundings with soil and then straw, or, you know, maybe some seaweed duff or something like that, so that it allows for less compaction. So
that makes perfect sense, just to get the tilt of the soil, because this is, this was really unusual. Every time I'd go home from the garden, I would be amazed at how the clay just stuck to my shoes and my hands were dirty. Really different soil than what I have.
Really heavy.
But I think the advantage of that is that it put out some beautiful crops. So some crops really did well. But I think that is a really valuable lesson to learn about the potatoes. But that being said, one of the things that we're going to have to pay attention to then is that what leads to scab in potatoes is a lot of organic matter. So we're going to have to balance between that. But I think it's very doable. But that's the fun thing of doing a community garden, is that we can all, one person puts an idea in and let's try that. And so,
yeah.
So it's really fun as we're standing here looking out at this garden that is mostly harvested now. There's some things that are left, and I'm sure you're ready to put it away and move on to something else for the winter.
Eating it.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so what we have left mostly are brassicas. And I'm noticing week to week that the Brussels sprouts are getting bigger.
They're growing. The leeks and the Brussels sprouts are both still growing at this point.
They are continuing. And when I look out at the garden right now, I envision doubling it for next year.
Wow.
What I would like
to do. You are a visionary.
What I would like to do is have it double in size and allow for people to take on one row for themselves. If they so they can choose what they want to plant, how they want to tend to it, and learn their own lessons in their own way. And so I'd like to see more people out here tending to the garden.
Yeah, I think that's great to give a different option of doing it. It's been, as I have been talking to various people about it, the one thing that keeps coming back, we all say, oh, it was so great to get together and garden together, and that's what the highlight of it was for everybody. And so I think having some options for people to actually have a space that they feel is their own and they can do their own experiments is a great thing.
Right, I think that's really important, and also to know that the garden space that they're utilizing is fenced in with an electric fence, and it is on a timed watering system. So both of those things really are important to have success.
Yeah. Well, it's huge for if you don't have a garden space, it's a nice thing to be able to offer to the community to provide a space where those things can happen, because those are both pretty expensive things to put in. But for a community, if we all have it together, it's really not that expensive.
So, no.
Yeah. The joys of community is great. Well, thanks very much, Erica,
for
pulling
you.
It together and for continuing to keep the energy going, because that's what it takes. It's been really fun to just see that energy continue to happen through the summer.
Well, thank you.
One of the persons that has been involved since the very beginning of this is Lori Mastrella. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Mardell.
You were here when we actually did the first digging, when we were picking up these big clods and saying, oh my goodness, are we ever going to get a garden out of this? But we did. And so now here we are looking at the garden that is mostly harvested. What's your take on it? What did you learn? Anything you learned in particular? What was your joy?
Well, it was a really fun experiment. It was really fun to see what the soil would do with no amendments at all.
Right.
And we did
just
nothing.
Broke ground at Planet and did it on a shoestring and just with a lot of curiosity. What's it going to do? Let's find out. So that was fun. And for me, the joy, I guess, would be being some small part of food security in the Chilkat Valley. And it's been fun.
Yeah,
it's
warms.
A beautiful site. It's looking around at it now and seeing its potential for expansion.
Oh, the potential here is it could get much bigger.
And especially because it's true that many hands do make light work, and it just seems like when people work together, we're so much more than the sum of our parts, and the work just gets done almost like magic. When you're used to doing it yourself, or you know. Anyway, so it's a beginning. You know, it's just the first year. It cranked out a lot of food. It was really great to see it get distributed around town. And
yeah, well, thank you for your work. It's been fun.
Thanks for yours.
Fun to garden.